This week we have for you a featured product, and it is...
Orlando Attractions Magazine at attractionsmagazine.com. Stay tuned to the end of the show for more information about this new magazine featuring all your favorite Orlando attractions.
Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com. Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning and Nick McLamb. Guys, take it away.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning, and joined with me today, we have just Nick.
Yay.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good. Just got done watching my Duke Blue Devils play.
And Nick is embarking on an exciting new adventure. Why don't you tell everyone about it?
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to start a podcast called the Disney News Weekly Podcast.
A new podcast?
Yeah, a new one.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And what's it going to be about?
Just news and basically what you do. Except it'll have news.
It'll have news.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably going to end up editing like every episode.
No, you're not.
I'll edit it.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, try. And I'll help you out along the way.
Okay.
Anyway, today on the show, we're going to be talking about my day at the Disneyland Resort yesterday. And it was a really great one. So, I'll tell you what we did. First off, I went to Tomorrowland to get fast passes for my... one of my favorite rides, take a guess, in Tomorrowland.
Space Mountain.
Good job. And it is a really good ride. But then I went into Fantasyland and I rode a ride that I have not yet rode, and that would be Peter Pan's Flight. And I'd actually have to say the version in Florida is just a little bit better, because Disneyland is slightly shorter and it is just way too dark in there.
In Space Mountain?
No, in Peter Pan's Flight.
I thought I've heard you say that Space Mountain and Disneyland is better. And then you're going to change your mind. Change your mind. Never mind. Okay, go.
But it's just too dark in there. I was filming it, and I even had night vision on, and I just couldn't see at all. Except for like...
Is it longer, or is it just shorter?
No, it's actually shorter.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. And then I fulfilled one of your requests. I have captured audio and video of It's a Small World Holiday.
Oh, yay.
And I was thoroughly amazed at Small World Holiday. It was just
good or
really,
bad?
Really good.
Did it have any Christmas music in it?
Just a few. And when I get around to uploading the video, once our good friend, sort of, Jose, sets back up my Krypton Logic page, then I will get the video up to you of that. Trust me, it's really good. And I advise going to look at it at night, because at night it is just beautiful.
Does it have a giant Santa hat?
Yeah, there's a Santa hat on the clock. And at night it's all lit up in red and yellow lights.
Did you take pictures?
No, but I've got video. So.
Okay.
And for the first few rides, I was recording a live show and I paused it quickly while I went to the bathroom, and the next ride we went to do was Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, and I did film it, but I forgot to turn the audio back on. So, I do have video of it, but unfortunately I do not have audio of it.
Ding.
Yeah. So, replacing that in the audio is a Gadget's Go Coaster, which is practically exactly the same as the Barnstormer. And apparently Nick has mail.
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine. So then after that, we took a nice stroll from Toontown to Tomorrowland, and rode Space Mountain again. Absolutely amazing. After that, I sat down in Red Rocket's Pizza Port and just grabbed a chair, and we brought sandwiches with us for lunch, because the meals there are about $10, and that doesn't include the drinks. So,
wait,
what?
$10.
The meals range anywhere from $7 to $10, and they don't include the drinks.
It's pizza, right?
What? Everywhere.
Okay.
Pizza, burgers, chicken.
Wow. Okay.
I know it's kind of ridiculous, but we brought enough drinks and snacks to last. So we had a sandwich there. And that's really a cool area. There's a little walkway in between. So as you're going along the walkway, which is actually the entrance to Space Mountain, and you walk up that. So as you're walking along there, in front of you is the entrance to Space Mountain and the Fast Pass. On your left is Red Rocket's Pizza Port, the outside area. And on your right, seeing, is the video screens for the pre-show to Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Okay.
It's really interesting, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah. I was just, what? Okay.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, we rode that next. Theater is much smaller than Florida's, but that's probably because they have less space. But same old show. Then we went into Interventions, and the bottom half of Interventions, the actual rotating building part of it, is closed right now. I think there's like a big Microsoft takeover in there. But the upper level was open, and we went and saw Asimo, and I'm not sure if you've heard of the Honda, you know how Honda tests like robots and stuff. Well, their greatest achievement in building robots is Asimo. And there is a show there about Asimo, and it's basically this corny thing with a family and how it improves their life. And there's a real Asimo robot there, and it can run, it can play soccer. It's a really amazing thing. I didn't get video of it, but I do have audio of it.
Interesting.
That's about the only good thing in Interventions. And then there is one other good thing in there, and that would be Project Tomorrow, which is just the same as the exit to Spaceship Earth in Florida.
And Spaceship Earth opens back.
Yeah, but Project Tomorrow is actually open while Spaceship Earth is closed.
Yeah, I know.
Then what did I do after that? After that, I remembered that my friend Jason, who has been on the show few times, and I'm not sure if you know who Jason is.
Nope.
No. Well, he is a Disneyland local as well. He actually began working there, and I think he's working in Tomorrowland attraction. So I went on a hunt around every Tomorrowland attraction to see if I could find him. And I wasn't paying attention in Space Mountain. Couldn't see him in Honey or Interventions. So then after that, we went on Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. And as I've said before, much better than Florida's. And he wasn't there. After
so
that,
it's basically the same thing as Florida.
Same ride, but
I've always wondered that.
The sets are more three-dimensional than two-dimensional. Because you know how in Florida most of them are just plywood cutouts?
Yeah.
Well, here they're more three-dimensional.
Okay, gotcha.
And also the guns aren't connected to the vehicle, so you can lift them up and move them about.
Awesome. Does the car still spin around?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we went over across the way to Star Tours, which I like the queue there a lot. It's probably my favorite Disney attraction queue, because it's just got a lot of inside jokes and heavily themed and just really good. And couldn't find Jason in there either, so we didn't end up going on either Nemo, Astro Orbiter, or the Autopia to find if he was there, because Nemo had a 90-minute wait, Autopia was broken down, and Astro Orbiter, who wants to wait 25 minutes for that? And then my brother had an emotional breakdown, and I have no clue what it's even about. That's
no,
just my brother.
No. Okay.
I don't even know what it was about.
As usual.
So we were like, what do you want to go ride then? And he's like, Tiki Room. So we say, okay.
Joy.
Because he wanted to have a Dole Whip, and in case you didn't know, at the Tiki Room there, you can eat or drink inside there. Just as long as you take your trash out with you, so you can have anything you want in there. And Dole Whips is what most people usually take in. I'm not a fan of Dole Whips. I don't really like the taste of pineapple. But my mom, dad, and brother had a Dole Whip. I had one of the Mickey ice cream sandwiches. I love those things. Yeah. they're much better than the bars, in my opinion.
The plain chocolate bars.
Yeah, yeah. So we ate in there, had that, and then I went and rode one of my other favorite rides, the Haunted Mansion Holiday. And
when does that close?
That closes down on January 6th. Okay. I think, yeah. And then it will reopen a couple of weeks after that as the original Haunted Mansion. And then after that, we decided to go across to California Adventure. And what did I do first? Oh, yeah. So I went to get fast passes for Soarin' Over California, and my parents were like, watch the time, don't make it too late. So I was like, ooh, 7 o'clock, I'm not sure, because we wanted to see Fantasmic and all. So I tried to call my mom, and she had her phone turned off. So I had to run all the way back to the main entrance where they were waiting, ask them if it was okay, then I went all the way back to Soarin' to get the fast passes, and then all the way back to the main entrance to meet up with them again.
Wow, did you run?
Sort of. I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah. So I looked around the store and I found something I haven't seen before. From the Chip and Dale snack company, I saw some beef jerky.
Ew.
You don't like beef jerky?
No.
It's lovely. I love beef jerky.
Brits.
Ugh. Well, I don't even think we have it in England.
Wow.
It's late, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah. It just is. That's how it is up there. Well, I just got done. Well, after watching a basketball game for 2 hours, yeah. It makes you a little bit tired.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I was buying them, and one of the cast members, I think he was deaf or a bit mentally retarded, and I was wearing a Figment shirt, and he said, Figment. And I thought he said, Finger Man. And I was like, what? And he's like, Figment. And I'm like, oh! I'm like, yeah, and he's like, he should be fired.
Wow. Do you have that same shirt, Luke?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Okay.
Ooh, what did I do after that? Went
Fantasmic?
To the No, this is only about 5 o'clock right now. So I went to the Mission Tortilla Factory.
What is that?
It's basically just a little, you see like a 2-minute film about the history of the tortilla, and then you get a free sample.
How big is the sample?
About half the size of a normal tortilla.
Oh.
But here's the thing, with Disney, if you're wearing a, if it's your birthday, and you have a birthday button on, they will give you a free 6-pack of tortillas. If it's your birthday, and you're wearing a birthday button, they'll give you a free 6-pack of tortillas.
How big are the tortillas, though?
Same size as I told you about, they're about half the size of a normal tortilla, and you get 6 of them, which is pretty good. And it was, so we got some yesterday, but I'll tell you, it wasn't any of our birthdays. So we just wore the button and pretended like it was my mom's birthday. And we're going to do that every time we go, so we can get our free 6-pack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Yeah, but every AP under the sun does that. I know they do. funny. But then I went into the bread factory, where
oh my goodness, are you serious?
Which is the same as the tortilla, where you get a free sample, very very small. Oh. But you get the free sample, and then you see a film starring Rosie O'Donnell and Colin Mochrie.
Are they fighting?
No.
She fights with everybody in the entertainment world.
And we just walked right past it, and then
like my Ostrom's videos.
Yeah. And then we went on the King Triton's carousel just because it was there and it was had no lines. So we said, what?
Your brother wanted to?
No, he didn't. I just said, oh, why don't we do it? There's no line. So we did that. My brother peed his pants.
Oh, hold up. Wow. Really?
Yeah, we got off. He went to the bathroom and my brother peed his pants. And while I was waiting for him to come out, I was right by the construction for Toy Story Mania. So what I did, because as you know, I'm really tall. So I got up on one of the chairs or the benches and took my camera and lifted it up as high as I could to get it to peek down into the Toy Story Mania construction.
Did you get anything?
I got a little bit. Not that much, but I got some stuff.
Did you get something interesting? Like, worth talking about?
Not really, but just basically a look at the construction. And I don't think there's any videos around of it, so I'll be uploading that soon. then we went on the Sun Wheel, and the unique thing about the Sun Wheel is they have swinging gondolas. So they have stationary, you know, normal Ferris wheel and the normal ones, but then they have swinging ones, which is on like this little round thing, round pole sort of thing, and you swing from side to side. And if the wind is right, like it was when we went on it, you swing almost as if you're going like from vertical straight to horizontal. So you're nearly upside down or sideways.
Wow.
So it's got some really good forces, and it's just really fun. I mean, it's not like it's thrilling. It's like 2 seconds of like just real, oh my God, we're going to die. But it's really fun.
Hmm.
And then I went on the ride that I can barely fit in. Mulholland Madness, which is like Primeval World except without the spinning, and the doors are, the vehicles themselves are really, really small. So small that I can barely fit into it at all.
That small.
That small. Mm. Alright, so after that, my brother said, hey, why don't we ride Grizzly River Run? And you know what Grizzly River Run is, right?
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind that this time it was about 7 o'clock at night, pitch black, and riding outside rides at night is good. But, yes, we went on, and it had absolutely no line, and we put our raincoats on and went up, went down the 2 drops and all that. We were sort of wet, but then we were going to the last bit, and there's this geyser that erupts right in the middle of the path, and we were going under it just as it started up. So as we got off it, it came splashing down on my back. So I quickly put my stomach on my back, on my legs, and held on for dear life so that I didn't get that wet. But we all got really, really soaked.
Luke.
And then I nearly killed my brother.
Is that the end of the story?
That's the end of that story. But after that, we rode... had food first. We went on to the Taste Pilots Grill. I had a nice little hamburger with some very good waffle fries or criss-cut fries, whatever you call them. And they were very, very tasty. After that, we rode Soarin' from California. And I really loved that ride. Really emotional, great music.
Really?
Yeah. Then after that, we went across the Esplanade to Disneyland, rode the Matterhorn, and keep in mind, again, it was pitch black, and with, like, tunnels and all, I was going through the first half of the ride, and I could not see a thing.
What?
And it was darker than Space Mountain.
Wow.
So it was really good. Then after that, I saw the Small World Holiday in at night, with all the lights, and it all being lit up, and it was just beautiful, really nice. Then I finally was able to record Pirates with both video and audio. Never been able to do it because something always went wrong, but the curse must be over now.
What curse?
The curse of the pirates.
There's a curse.
Well, with me at least. But it's over now, so that's the good thing. And then finally I saw Fantasmic.
I've never seen Fantasmic.
You've never seen Fantasmic?
Nope.
When are you going to Disney World next, Nick?
I have no idea.
Well, why don't you get your boop, boop, boop down to Fantasmic at MGM and see it?
Huh.
Where's my bork bork? No, seriously, though, you need to see it.
I just don't feel like waiting 3 hours for a show. I just don't. Because you don't get to do anything else but just wait for that show to start when you're like...
Well, then go to Disneyland because you don't have to wait 3 hours. We went on Pirates, came out at 8:45 and had a spot. And the show started at 9. Overall, the show is better than Florida's, doesn't drag out as much, same emotional music, great, and that's the end of our day. Well, actually, no. I was about to leave, and we had one last thing to do, and that was to go into the Main Street Confectionery to buy your stuff, and to buy me 2 big bags of pretzels to last my next trip. No, buy me 2 big bags of pretzels. You got one small bag of pretzels and a Mickey Mouse.
I don't care.
Rice Krispie, but yeah, it's good. So, as my parents were waiting in an incredibly long line to get it paid, I saw half of Remember Dreams Come True, the fireworks show, and it got to the Tomorrowland section, I heard, "Remain seated, please. Permanece sentados, por favor." And after it did that, the lights came on, and it said, "Tonight's performance of Remember Dreams Come True has been cancelled due to high winds."
Didn't they just play it?
Yeah, but the winds weren't bad when it started, but then the winds started coming in, and they had to stop it there.
Wow.
Mm. And funny thing, that's actually the last show of Remember Dreams Come True until 2008, because they're now putting in the Believe in Holiday Magic show, which will premiere on Friday, and that was also the last... Yesterday was also the last day for Walt Disney's Parade of Women's Underwear, and be bringing in a Christmas Fantasy Parade of Underwear.
And I uploaded that show.
What?
I uploaded your show for you.
Yes, you did.
I'm proud of myself.
You were. And now as I say goodbye to you, right, so that's about it for this week's show. Nick, as always, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Be sure to check out... Sorry, Ross is talking. Be sure to check out Nick's new podcast, which will be put into production whenever. That's at disneynewsweekly.podomatic.com, and I'll put the link in the show notes at disneyresortskingdom.com. Nick, again, thanks for joining me.
Okay.
See you guys.
Are you a fan of Orlando attractions and theme parks? Do you miss the old Disney magazine? Hi, I'm Ricky Briganti, host of the Inside the Magic podcast, and I'd like to tell you about Orlando Attractions Magazine. It's a new magazine that covers all of the theme parks and attractions in Orlando, including all of the Walt Disney World theme parks, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, and SeaWorld. Each issue of the magazine will give you restaurant and resort reports, in-depth features on your favorite rides, photo spreads including what's new and what you may have missed, and much more. If you love Disney theme parks and all the attractions that Orlando has to offer, subscribe today at attractionsmagazine.com. Every other month, a new issue will arrive in your mailbox, and I'm sure you'll spend hours looking at it, page after page of exciting news, interesting articles, original cartoons, puzzles, and spectacular color photos. So to subscribe today, just fill out the order form over at attractionsmagazine.com.